Big Brother 27 will not be complete until Keanu and Kelly are in those final two chairs. I could not think of a better representation than to have the two players that should have been the first and second boot end up being the final two, where a whole bitter jury has to pick between their two least favorite people as they find a way to comp their way to the end. We are here to recap week number 7 and give you our player rankings entering week number 8. At the end of the week, we lost Catherine, and honestly, it was a shame that we lost her because it started to seem like she was starting to turn a corner, at least a little bit as a player. But the one thing that she did do was that she was a fun DR presence. I mean, she was roasting Vince. She was talking about how agonizing it was for her to go and to pander to Rachel and to ask her for her vote. It was fun to watch her have those moments. It kind of reminded me of Brittany Haynes a little bit in the DR. And we didn't get a whole lot of Catherine in the DR this season because everything that had to do with Kat and Riley, we had to hear from Riley's perspective. And the second that we got that, she was the one that ends up going home. And the reason she ends up going home is because it was on Vince's head of household. And Catherine was one of the final two people on the wall going to battle with Vince. She ends up winning this head of household. I think Catherine had a real opportunity to show that she had some longevity in the game. And I think she could have built some allies, especially because I think Vince would have ended up on the block. Granted, Rachel would have been there too, but I think by the week's end, there probably would have been some fuckery where Vince would have ended up being the target or something along those lines. That side would have maybe picked up Catherine, and Catherine would have been maybe dragged a little bit further, but that wasn't to be. Instead, Vince shows more of why he's called Vinny the Lip, Vinny the Weasel, when his HOH result was him getting rid of Catherine. Vince's HOH winded up being not that awful results-wise. Catherine was somebody who was extremely anti-Vince. But the fact that he ends up putting her on the block and not Rachel alienates him from a very important person, and we'll get into that here in a little bit, and it really burns him with the likes of Kelly, who he puts on the block. Mickey hates him now. I don't think Lauren is actually that burnt by Vince, even though she should be. He ends up losing a good chunk of allies here, even though he does get somebody out of the house who I do think, again, is anti him. The side that he didn't make mad, he is clearly on the bottom of that alliance. And Ashley said so in the Thursday episode that Vince is at the bottom of her pecking order. He's definitely on the bottom of people like Rachel's pecking order. He's at the bottom of, I would assume, Will's pecking order. The only person that he would be on the top of's pecking order is Morgan. And Morgan is somebody who all week long was talking about how you can't betray the judges, you can't do that, you can't blow up the alliance, when the whole season has been dedicated to blowing up alliances. I don't know how Morgan and Vince can't see that they are so clearly on the bottom of that power structure, and why Morgan wanted to fight so hard to keep that alliance so strong. Morgan and Vince had an opportunity here to really leak some information, and I think Mickey would have been an extremely valuable asset in this situation, where Morgan kind of talks about how Rachel, Ashley, Will, how all of them feel about Mickey, and they tell her about the judges. And the reason that this is a better idea for somebody like Vince and Morgan is because it puts you on the side with people who you can beat at the end. I don't think you beat really anybody in the judges at the end, especially with this being a 5-person alliance, and a lot of those people are going to be in the jury. So even if you reach the final two, none of those players are going to vote for you at the end. They are going to vote for whoever the other member of the judges is sitting next to you, because I highly doubt there is a world where you and Vince are both at the end. You are going to probably be at the end with somebody like Ashley, somebody like Will, somebody like Rachel, and they're all going to vote for that opposing player. They're not going to vote for you. You had a real opportunity here to kind of unite that side by leaking information to Mickey, by just holding off and not putting her on the block, still putting Ava up as a pawn, but then just throwing up Ashley and Rachel and going to a side that is always going to pick you and going to a side where you beat everybody there. Now, we are going to dive into these player rankings now, and before we do that, we have to reveal who this week's head of household is, and I am very excited to announce that that HOH is Mr. Keanu. Keanu is going to officially make the jury part of the game, and how crazy is that? With everybody left in this house, Keanu has every opportunity in the world to comp out, and Kelly, she won the blockbuster, and you know, Keanu has a chance to win those competitions. Kelly can win competitions. It's a crazy world we live in, and it might not happen, but there is a situation where Keanu and Kelly could comp their way to the end, and it would be amazing. You know, I mean, you look at the likes of like Morgan, who is just kind of like the Cam of this season, where you think that she would be better at competitions than she actually is, but she is not good at comp. She has underperformed in every competition that she has performed in so far. Keanu wins this competition. There was a couple of interesting things on the feeds last night that we learned about Keanu's HOH and how he's going to handle things. And I am very excited to see how this week unfolds. We also have 10 players left, and these tiers, man, these tiers are getting crazy, and who the real potential winners are is still not getting any clearer the more people that leave. You know, you would think that image gets a little bit clearer. I think my front two, I think, are getting pretty clear, but everybody else is pretty much up in the air. So the tiers today, we have next boot, we have doubtful winners. These are not winners. These are people who I don't think are gonna win unless they are in the end with people that are also in this tier. And then we have potential winners. These are my top three. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's start things off with the next boot tier, starting off with number 10, not going up or down any spots. We have Mickey. I think there is a very good chance that Mickey returns to the block this week for, I believe, the third week in a row. And she continues to be shocked that she is on the block. She thinks that it's because she's playing this great, fantastic game that everybody is catching on to, when in fact it's because she is leaking information, she is lying all the time, and everybody knows and everybody is aware of the shady game that she is playing. And it is just amazing that she has not caught on to this. This might be one week where she's not that surprised that she goes on the block, because I think she would know that Keanu is somebody that would be actively targeting her, because I don't think she has made it much of a secret that she would also target Keanu. But her overall thinking that she still has everybody that she thinks she has, like the Wills and the Ashleys and the Rachels, is just absolutely delusional. And I think there's a good chance that her ego could be boosted even more this week, because even though I have her at number 10, I don't necessarily think that she is the next boot, and we'll talk about that. Her and Morgan are up there with Keanu in terms of who has the worst reads in the house. And we've explained this over and over, how her and Vince are two players who really on paper should be playing a way, way better game. Very underwhelmed with Mickey's game. That's not to say she's not a great character. She's the perfect villain for this season, and I do enjoy her for that. But as far as just a pure Big Brother player, she is not good. Coming in at number 9, going down 3 spots, we have Morgan. Just like Mickey, is one of the players that has the worst reads in the game, and is another player like Vince and Mickey who I really think should have been better. You know, we talked about how Mickey is this player who should have been this great social player and seems like she should be, and then you have Vince, who should be the strategical mastermind, but he comes off as a weasel all the time, and he's spineless and he's passive. Morgan is exactly like that as well, where you would think that this woman would win some competitions. She's a former Division I athlete, but she has failed to win any competitions up to this point, and I think her connection with Vince right now is dropping her down the ranks of people like Will, Rachel, and Ashley. I don't know why you are so insistent on being with the judges when you are at the bottom of that power structure. The amount of passiveness and the amount of just like being content with making the jury or being content with not making winning moves is absolutely crazy to me. Morgan has had a terrible couple of weeks. One of Morgan's big pitches was it's too early to take the shot at Rachel. Didn't you say not that long ago that you didn't want Rachel in jury, and especially after you had that fight with her, you probably don't want her in jury? It's about to be the jury. There's only one. This is the last round before the jury phase of the game. What is it, one round too early? Like, it's almost looking like it's going to be a steamroll for Rachel Riley, telling Vince that Rachel needs to be the one to burn the allies. She is not going to burn Will or Ashley. She's not going to do that. If she is going to burn allies, you know who it's going to be within the judges? It's going to be you, and it's going to be Vince. You are going to get got before you get her. You're like, oh, let Rachel get us before we get her. That group is her people, not your people. I'm about completely out on her. Coming in at number 8 and also going down 3 spots, I have Vince. Why would Keanu nominate Vince? It seemed that Rachel has been guaranteed safety. Now, do I necessarily trust that for how much Keanu has lied in this game and for how unpredictable Keanu is? Not necessarily, but there was a conversation between Vince and Keanu. Judging off of his other one-on-ones that he had throughout the night, it was the least active conversation. Vince, I really do think you were going to go on the block. And there's another reason for this. Ashley and Rachel kind of got in Keanu's ear about a potential flirtmance between Morgan and Vince. And them dropping that on Keanu, I think, has gotten him a little skeptical, finally, of Vince. It didn't take Vince burning him a million times. It didn't take Vince lying to his face 10,000 times. It took that there may be, and there is, a little bit of a showmance brewing between Vince and Morgan for Keanu to be like, I need to get you or Morgan out of here because you are always going to choose each other over me. So for that reason, I'm putting you both on the block. And you know who did that? That's a Rachel and Ashley move. And Vince, dude, you should have took Rachel or Ashley out. You should have put them on the block. You know who was pitching to put them on the block last week? Keanu, the same guy who is probably going to put you on the block, and then the rest of your judges fucking alliance is gonna vote you out. All week this week, you're just gonna say, I'm gonna be looking like the dumbest Big Brother player. And yeah, you are, especially after this week, when you see Keanu, it takes you out, and you see who planted all these seeds in his head. Like, goddamn, Vince. I'm not 100% sure he's gonna go on the block. You know, this could all be just projection for nothing. As of right now, I'm pretty confident he will be. I think if he's there come eviction night, I think he's gone. What a spineless worm, and you know, unapologetically my favorite player in the house. So that's it for the next boot tier, and now we're gonna go up to the doubtful winners tier. And coming in at number 7, going up 4 spots, we have Kelly. Now Kelly won the blockbuster, I believe, for either the second or the third time. I mean, congratulations to Kelly. She is a cockroach in this house. You can't kill this bitch, as she would say. And there's really not much else to say about her. You know, her and Rachel's beef this week, I guess the wine game or whatever you want to call it, they tried to pinpoint it like it was like some kind of game reason. She's trying to plant seeds, Rachel. She's, you know, being a fucking mastermind, Kelly is. Like, I don't know why you would ever think this. Like, Kelly is just speaking her mind. And then literally the next day, you go on and say, oh, she sucks at this game. She's not even playing the game. It's like just last night you were saying that she's planting all these seeds and that she's trying to get you out. Like, it can't be both. It has to be one or the other. Kelly's not that mastermind. She's not trying to plant any seeds. She's somebody who should have been out a long time ago that has continued to survive. This week, she is going to not touch the block. She will not be a renom. And her and Keanu, the two people that were supposed to be the first or the second boots, have both made it to the jury phase of the game. And how about that? I mean, I don't think I have seen two worse players find a way to navigate better than Keanu and Kelly. I think it's all been competition-based, really. I mean, if it wasn't for BB Blockbuster, Kelly wouldn't be here. A lot of bad players have been put in similar spots as Kelly and Keanu, and they haven't had the success that these two have had. With their backs against the wall, win or go home, they've won every time. And even though both their games are complete shit, they are very impressive when the lights are on and when their backs are against the wall. So you do have to give them credit for that. But there is no way in hell Kelly is winning this game. And why not? Coming in at number 6, going up one spot, we have a running mate, Keanu. You know, there was a point where I was thinking, like, if Keanu comped his way to the end, I think there's a chance that he could win. But I think with just how bad his reads are and how he talks to people, I don't find it likely that there is a final two scenario where he wins. I think Keanu, if I was him, I would try to keep Vince off the block and maybe just try to pretend like you trust him again, because Vince is somebody that you ultimately beat at the end. I really do, because I think Vince has burned so many people at this point, and that might be the only person you beat outside of Kelly. And that couldn't be his main objective, is to go to the end with Kelly, which would be awesome. That's what I'm pulling for. I'm pulling for the ultimate slop of this season. Keanu doesn't have a whole lot of winning scenarios. goes. I think he'll strengthen the relationship with Rachel by not putting her up. These players, the more that they strengthen their relationship with Rachel by not putting her up, the longer Rachel stays in this game and the more win equity she compiles and she builds, and it's getting bad. But you know what? Doesn't matter. Rachel Riley's playing a great game. We'll get into that a little bit later. Keanu, I think, needs to start looking at a bigger picture here. He hasn't done that all season. Coming in at number five, going down three spots, I have Lauren. There was a point where I thought, you know, Lauren's likable enough. She's fine. Like, she could maybe win in some scenarios, but people keep screwing her over. And I don't see a world where a lot of people are going to respect her game. She does have the ability to win competitions. Perhaps if Morgan gets cut before Vince does somehow, if she goes to the end with Vince, maybe people will vote for Lauren in a bitter jury situation. Lauren has been one of the most invisible players in a while. She's kind of getting Purple Kelly'd a little bit. And it's because she's so passive and she doesn't have a whole lot of opinions. So you don't get to hear a whole lot from her. Coming in at number four and going down one spot, I have Ava. Ava's game continues to get worse, I feel like, week by week. I think she continues to not care. She didn't do a whole lot of campaigning this week to stay. I don't think she really needed to. But I do think she is over the game and is somebody whose best moves and best talks of strategy, which were limited, I think are behind her. But I think she's so likable, she might be in there for the long haul. There are some final two scenarios where Ava could potentially win, but they are sparse and she's going to have to win competitions in order to get there. There's a chance she could win in a final two against Lauren. She could probably win in a final two against either Keanu or Kelly. And she may win a final two against Will, former top pick for Tree for 3 weeks straight. I think she was the longest reigning number one player for this season for me, but now kind of low on her. Now let's move on to the potential winners. And I think this has been the strongest trio of the season without a doubt. Coming in at number three, I have Will. Will hasn't done a whole lot this week to damage or better his position. He's still playing both sides with Mickey. Mickey still thinks that he really has Will. He's obviously closer to Ashley and he's closer to Rachel than he is to Mickey. I think he's doing a good job controlling that relationship and not letting his true colors show. Although he is so well liked, the problem is going to be endgame competitions and total win equity, I think. The way for him to get to the final three is going to be with these two girls in my top two, and he loses to either one of them every time. But if he's in the end with anybody that we listed off earlier, he likely wins. It's a tough spot for Will. Does he have longevity? Yes. But does he have the win equity? Probably not at the end of the day. And coming in at number two, not going up or down any spots, we still have Rachel. And I think this was another fantastic week from Rachel. The fact that she still avoided getting put on the block by a person she has been openly against all season long. She made sure that the most spineless player in the game did not put her on the block, even though she put him on the block. She really intimidated Vince, and she did an excellent job, and she protected herself. All of these HOHs, it seemed like Rachel was somebody who was going to be in trouble, but constantly she has shifted. Constantly she has done the work strategically and socially to make sure that she is not the target for the week. I think when you go back and rewatch this season, Rachel really dominated this season and it wasn't even close. And I want to put her at number one, but the fact that she is still somebody who could be targeted at any given week is the only reason I'm just so hesitant. And coming in at number one, I still have Ashley. And I think Ashley has continued to show and has continued to grow every week. She has continued to show that she has great reads. She is one of the more active participants in the diary room as far as speaking through her strategy and talking about what it is that she wants to do. But the problem is that she is going to have to cut Rachel at some point. And I don't know if she will ever make that move, because I think if it's her and Rachel at the end, I think it's going to be really hard for her to win. But I think if Rachel is somebody who is on the jury, I think Rachel is somebody who would fight for Ashley. And oddly enough, I think Morgan is somebody who would also kind of fight for Ashley in the jury as well. So yeah, I'm still in the same boat as I was last week, where I think that Ashley is still my winner pick. So what'd you guys think? Leave your thoughts in the comment section down below. Don't forget to like this video, hit the subscribe button, click the bell icon to get notified every single time I drop a new video. There's these new things on YouTube called hype points. I don't know what they do or what they are, but maybe give this video some hype points so we can see what exactly that is and if it'll boost my videos up at all. Alrighty guys, thank you for watching. Hope you have a great rest of your day.